Jack, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, appreciate it. Now, Jack, Rick Santorum picking today, 2 weeks before the Pennsylvania primary. Why bow out now as opposed to after the Pennsylvania primary?
Well, my sources that are in the Romney campaign, who I called about this, told me that the polling is going in the wrong direction for Santorum in Pennsylvania. And frankly, the loss of the state, his home state, would have been devastating. And it's probably a good move at this point for him to just fold up and look for a future battle.
Right. I don't disagree with that at all. Now, Jack, come 2016, 2020, does Santorum, obviously there's some sort of future for him. It could be in the media world. He could be a talk radio competitor to mine. Or he goes on Fox News after Huckabee on Saturday nights. What do you think? Because I personally feel that if he runs for president in 2016 or 2020, the way that, you know, depending on what happens to Romney and things shake out, you've got much better candidates in Marco Rubio and Chris Christie coming online. Do you think Santorum's going to be president of the United States in 4 or 8 years, or does he just have to pick another path?
Well, you know, it's hard, obviously, to predict what's going to happen in a year or even a few months at this point in this country.
Right.
So it's hard to think about what's going to happen going forward. But obviously, somebody who has made a solid run in the primaries, has an organization across the country, maybe not a sufficient organization at this point to win, but there are people out there. The question is whether his people are loyal to him, will stay with him, or just saw him as the horse who they felt could beat Romney. If that's the case, it may not be that they'll be back for him.
Right. And would you have predicted, Jack, a year ago, all these candidates rising and falling with much bigger names, much bigger fundraising? You got Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, John Huntsman, and then, of course, the little surprises, Herman Cain, who I was a big fan of. And all of them went by the wayside. The guy left standing against Mitt Romney bowing out today was Rick Santorum out of left field. Was that a surprise to you? I mean, you knew the guy growing up in the Young Republicans. Did you think he had it in him to get this far?
Well, I think his reputation in college Republicans was not as tenacious as he has become. I think when he was in the Senate, we saw some of that new movement among Rick being a more tenacious fighter, and I think that we certainly saw it in the campaign. But I you know, it was hard to tell in those good old days, you know, how anybody would turn out. But it's amazing how he did turn out.
Right. Who else, by the way, was in that group with you growing up in the Young Republicans?
Well, Rick was in the just the immediately previous group of growing. Grover Norquist, Ralph Reed were both there. Phil English, who was a congressman also from Pennsylvania, was in there. There were a lot of course, Karl Rove was famously head of college Republicans for two terms. So, you know, it was a breeding ground, really, for a lot of activists who for decades have stayed involved.
Okay. Now, Jack, let's look ahead till November. So we got the matchup clear, Obama versus Romney. And I want to run some numbers by you because there's a gender gap that Republicans need to be worried about if we're going to take down Obama. And if we look at men versus women here, Romney is plus 8% with men. But when we look at women, he's down 19 points to Obama. That's shocking, down 19 points to Obama. What do you think about this gender gap? I mean, Obama's got a lot of leverage in dividing people, focusing on contraception, all kind of the weak points when independent voters look at conservatives. And I'm guessing he's going to press those hot buttons. He loves, you know, when the Rush Limbaugh controversy, they're just licking their chops at that whole thing. What is it that Romney needs to do to convince women? Because if you're down 19 points with women, it ain't happening. Romney's not going to win in November. So what's the key?
Well, I think, first of all, we got to remember that early polling in presidential races doesn't mean a thing later on. And number two, we got to remember that every Republican is down with the women when it starts out. And frankly, at the end of the day, the Republicans don't always win the women's vote. They wind up winning the men's vote. Now, with hope, the Republicans will do a lot better. But I think we can't but expect that he's going to close that gap as he gets closer to Election Day. People, also don't forget, have been focusing on the Republicans. They've been out there with 1,000 debates and attacking each other like crazy. And Obama sort of sat back and has been sniping from the sidelines. Very soon, this is going to become about Obama. And when frankly, the super PACs on the right and others start focusing people on this record of this man, I think the numbers are going to shift in every demographic.
Okay. Well, Jack, I hope you're right. But what about these numbers? Because I don't know if these particular numbers will shift, and that's the likability quotient. When asked, and this is Washington Post ABC News poll out this morning, when asked, who do you find more likable and more inspiring of the two candidates, Obama or Mitt Romney? Obama 60%, Romney 32%. So essentially a 2-to-1 advantage. Obama